Father, we just thank you so much for who you are, Lord. We thank you for connections. We thank you for divine opportunities, Lord. We thank you for platforms like Max's just to love and encourage other folks around us, Lord. We just ask that you just be with us to share hope and love and encouragement to those who are watching this and may see this later or on tonight or whenever this is aired, Father, that you bless those folks, that you give them hope, you give them encouragement, Father, that all things be giving you to glory, Father, and you give unique ideas and inspiration to folks that you have loved and encouraged and grown, because we are all your children, Father. You've planted a seed of hope and love and skills and giftings and talents. And Father, we just ask that you just reveal those things to folks who are watching this, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Welcome to the Raising Prophets podcast, where I'll be sharing my journey with you as I learn how to be a better steward and entrepreneur through a biblical worldview. I'll have guests with testimonies meant to encourage us, wisdom that preserves us, and knowledge that helps us move forward in our kingdom purpose. I'm your host, Max.
Welcome to the Raising Prophets podcast. I got my awesome friends, Tim and Donna Avery, here from South Carolina. Well, really, they're not limited to South Carolina, I would say. They're kind of all over the place, both with their social media presence and, man, they're just ministering all over. They love to serve. They love to do ministry. I can testify that personally, and having been a part of doing life with them over the years. But what I would like to do is invite them to the show. They want to share a message about bringing hope to the hopeless and bringing the father to the fatherless. And really, guys, glad you guys are here. Love seeing your faces. Happy to be around you again. But yeah, let's catch up a little bit. What's been going on new in your life, and how did you get into doing all the things that you're doing right now? I know it's kind of broad, but
no, thank you so much for having us on here, Max. We're just truly honored and blessed to just be able to share on your podcast, man. And just, you know, Donna and I have just realized that, you know, God has given us unique talents and gifts and things like that, as he does with everybody. And, you know, when you start to unpackage those things and you realize that the gifts that you've given, you know, you also have that responsibility to love and encourage other folks. And so we've learned that the people that we've experienced and the people that we've helped encourage on just different business ventures that we've been on, like, people want to know Jesus. People genuinely want to help other people. Mm-hmm. And we know that generally comes from the love of Christ wanting to pour out of them. So whether they realize that or not, you know, that's where that comes from. And so, you know, Don and I have really put together some things that God has put in us to kind of share to other people, whether that's through our testimonies, you know, or do some of the things we have done in the past, whether that's, you know, doing direct sales or doing church life, you know, doing ministry, you know, church ministry, things like that, to help people find out what God has gifted them with. And so that's our biggest thing, is just helping people unlock what God has gifted inside of them. And the biggest part of that is just unpackaging what's inside of them. Because one of the reasons we know that some people get locked up in doing or not doing things is that they're maybe suffering from, like, some type of hurt or trauma or something in the past that may be holding them back. And so once we can understand that the love of the Father needs to be revealed to that person. And once they have that love of the Father, then things start to unpackage for them. Like, man, I was created and uniquely designed for this reason. And I know that doing this XYZ is what God has put into me. I can also help other people. So, and that's usually come from a point of, like, trauma or something that's happened in their life or something that they've experienced in life. You know, they just need the Father to show them the true part of where he was in that situation. So so a lot of that has just come out of that, you know, and that's personal stuff that, you know, Don and I have experienced. But I don't know, honey, what else would you say to that, to what God has gifted us with?
You pretty much nailed it. I think that it's really key to point out, like you did, that the Father is what we try and refocus them on. Because it's easy to have PTSD and stay stuck on that traumatic experience, like you said. And so a lot of times we make the experience bigger than the Father, and we've got to remember who he is. We've got to remember that he is the mountain that we look upon. And so I really think that it's pretty cool that we have an opportunity. I think Bill Johnson pointed this out this past weekend on his sermon as he was speaking. post his wife passing. And it was such an awesome message that he shared of just hope. And he was talking again about hope, even in a time of being in your darkest valley, you know? And so it just reminded me why we're doing what we're doing, why the Father always asks us to point to hope, because he is hope. He is the person of hope. And so that's what we wanted to do when we set out. When he showed us visual testaments, he showed us a diamond with many facets. And he just reminded us that he's like, I'm going to create each facet the way I want to. Let me mold this. And all I want you to do is focus on creating hope that points back to me. Like, that's all I want you to do, is keep pointing back to me through hope in such an area where the world today really needs that. In almost every avenue that you look at, there's area of hopelessness. And when we can point to the Father, we can point to hope, and hope gives everyone that extra push of encouragement that they need. So I just love how even Bill Johnson was pointing that out this past weekend, in such a tough time where people would normally just stick their head in the sand and not push through. It just reminds us what we're doing here in these last days.
Wow. Yeah, it's powerful to see somebody in that kind of state be able to do, to dig that deep and to get that in touch with roots and encourage people from that sort of space. And you know, part of what inspires me so much about you guys and your story and what you do is you guys are authors, you're real estate agents, you've got several different like direct sales things going on, you're mobile ministers. You basically treat social media as your flock the pastor. Yes. And like, there's so much going on there, but with all that being said, I know that like what Pastor Bill's gone through recently, like you guys, you know, maybe not the loss of your spouse obviously, but have gone through some things along the way and during that path that have got to have been difficult or disheartening. And as an entrepreneur myself, like a young entrepreneur, I would have to ask, like, how do you guys keep pushing through whenever things get like, I get sideways and distracted, like shiny object syndrome, you know? And so like, what have you done? What strategy have you guys adopted to stay grounded, rooted, focused, however you've had to put it, like what have you guys done? And how has that played out for you?
Go ahead, honey. I know that you want to try.
I just got to show you for those that can see. You see, there's an anchor.
The anchor, yeah.
Anchor. Like, I have to put that on. I had to put, like, when somebody asked me, what tattoo are you getting? It's like, it's an anchor, because I have to be able to see. I have to be able to see, because, you know, you're not the only one, Max, that might feel like shiny squirrel syndrome. You know, like, I get, but especially when your world's being shaken, like everyone's world is today. It's easy. Matter of fact, the Lord was telling me this weekend, a lot of people are being shaken, but they're not stirred. Shaken, but they're not stirred. Mm. And to be stirred in the spirit, stir up the spirit. And it's easy to be shaken in the time of shaking and forget to be anchored on who can bring us that calm during the storm. And for us, I think, well, for me, for sure, I'll let Tim answer that his way. But for me, for sure, that's been really the focus, is being able to say, okay, again, why are we doing this? If I can't ask people to do what I myself am not willing to do. Mm-hmm. And so when I get shaken, and yeah, a lot of stuff is hit us all of a sudden. But we've had this, thankfully, we've had so much word in us. We've had so many great leaders. We have ridiculous mentors. I just want to shout them out right now. I mean, we've got some ridiculous mentors, and they know who they are. And there's just, we have so many areas where they have grounded us to remember whose you are. Yep. And so, and because of that, I feel like now that this time of shaking has really come and tested us, it's reminded us, you know, it comes back up just like riding a bike. Once it's been ingrained in you, all the trauma and all the things you would have replayed normally when a new trauma hits, doesn't. The word hits, and the word is what starts flowing out of you. And so for me, it's been really going, okay, I'm anchored in this scripture today. This is going to be what I lean on today. And so that's been huge for us, because I mean, you're, like you pointed out, there's so many things that we are doing right now, but as an entrepreneur, and I know you can understand this, it's easy to be so creative that you start like a million things. And especially like our merch line and stuff, we love to create like 1,000 new products just to be able to have something else to create. But it's in those channels where we get to sit there and channel the love of the Father, put that on a shirt, or put some area of focus on a tennis shoe or whatever it is, and really get, it's ministering to us just as much as it is ministering to someone who may grab that product. So that's actually been something that with everything that he's asked to do, we look at it as not just a discipleship moment for someone else, but first it's a discipleship for us. Yep. It's literally training us to lead well, lead like our mentors have taught us to lead, love like they've loved us in discipling and raising us. So I don't know, honey, do you have anything to add to that?
I would say too, you know, yes, be anchored in the word and like, you know, lean on that heavily, but you know, you also, you have a tribe that we all have that we're a part of, like Donna was alluding to, is that, you know, we have leaders and people who speak into our lives. And if there's some things that, you know, after prayer and going to the Lord with all those things, and, you know, the Lord puts in our heart that knows that we're not alone. We're not supposed to do this journey alone. And we're mm-hmm. we're supposed to surround ourselves with like-minded people that help us along the journey. And if you don't have a strong tribe that speaks into your life that you can go to when those things does happen, because, you know, mm-hmm. there's things that in Donna's and I's life that we have not yet experienced, but there are things that we have experienced. But those things that we have not yet experienced, we do reach out to the folks that are in our tribe that have experienced that. So we know how to next go through that step or go through that process of how they dealt with it, you know, how they, you know, travail through that with prayer and all that stuff. Because if we don't, we kind of come lost. You know, yes, we go to prayer, but we still become lost of like, okay, what do we do next? We become frantic. You know, we don't know what to do next. And so I think leaning heavily on the word, but also making sure that you have a tribe that you can go to get that encouragement, to get that prayer backup and support to help you get through those things, you know, because, you know, right now, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this, honey, but, you know, her dad right now is kind of going through it, you know, he just had a knee surgery and, you know, going through all that stuff and, you know, helping your parents as they get older. You know, we don't know all the ins and outs of that yet. We're starting to experience that. You know, but we know that the people that we can lean on to when we cross those bridges, like, okay, Lord, like how have you guys gone through this? And what are the steps that you took, you know, and just reaching out, you know, you have those connections. You definitely want to make those connections because they're there for a reason. God puts us around groups of people for a specific reason and season. And once we realize the unlimited resources that we have of people from their experiences, then we realize that we can get through most things in life just by leaning on the people who are in our life and the influences they have in our life. So that's what I would say, just to add to that.
That's so powerful too, because, you know, I've seen it happen. I've experienced it where, you know, I'll get to an apathy prayer loop that it just kind of goes around in a circle and it just feels like it's going down the drain. And so without somebody else interjecting into that, without somebody that's sturdy to lean on in those, like those kind of times, it gets even harder to deal with. So, man, there is so much that you guys have going on. Remind me after we're done to ask about some of your mentors, because I would love to have them on my show and talk to them as well. So what are, you know, you guys have your real estate business. And how long ago did you get into that?
So we just recently got our license in May. And so, and so we both have our license. You know, it was one of those things that we realized that we could do together and partner as a team. Because, you know, Don and I, we love doing things together, and we can do a business venture together. It strengthened us because we know we can lean on each other's strengths and to build that. And it makes our camaraderie that much stronger. It makes our marriage that much stronger when we can exercise and live in each other's strengths and help each other grow. And I think that's in May, to answer your question. Yeah.
So I would also say, like, if you guys, you know, you guys have a seemingly really healthy relationship, but if you got into doing something that together or that often and things weren't in a healthy spot, do you think that would still help you, or do you think that it would cause things to break?
Good question.
That's a great question. I think, you know, one of the hardest things about marriage is thinking about and knowing about the other person and knowing their strengths, you know. And if we neglect to dive into those types of strengths that our spouse has, then we really just do a disservice to our spouse, because we need to know the strengths that they carry. We need to know what God's gifted them with and know how to help them grow in their gifts. And so once we realize what those giftings are, then we won't get so frustrated when we ask them to do something or lean on them to do something that they're not fully capable of doing. Does that make sense? They're not gifted to do those things, or absolutely, those things that just puts more stress on them because they're not wired that way, you know? And so once we realize that, then, you know, if I'm stronger in something, then I know that I should probably take on that role in that business venture or whatever. And if I know that she's Donna is way stronger in like social media, technical, like more technical things like that, and more admin support. She's her gifting is like marketing, you know, so she has a strong gifting in marketing. Now, if I try to take on the marketing, that's not going to go as well, you know, and I'm not gifted that way. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not gifted and geared that way to think of things so creatively, then I'm doing our whole business a disservice, you know. But if I know that Donna is strong in that, like, I'm not going to get in the way of her like exercising and helping her, you know, flourish in that. I'm just not, you know, so I'll let her do those things. But like making those connections with folks, you know, I know I'm really strong in like making those connections with folks and digging in and helping that person find their giftings. I'm going to strive in that. I'm going to do great in that. Mm-hmm. And so I think the biggest part of that is like knowing what your spouse's strengths are. And when you know those things and unpackage those things, I think any business venture is going to go a lot smoother.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you would say maybe less of a status of the relationship, but everybody knowing who's good at what, who's not good at what, and like playing towards those strengths.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's the number one.
It's like teamwork.
Yeah, that's the number one thing we tell people, especially if we're helping them with premarital counseling. Like, number one, you're going to need to go ahead and get Strength Finders, the book,
and love language.
Deep. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do love languages, and that's great. Yeah. But you need to get Strength Finders and find out what your strengths are, because otherwise, you will beat your own self up trying to do your spouse's job or keep up with them, and you end up focusing on your weaknesses. And again, that's another thing that our mentors taught us. So it's just really big on being able to know which lane we stay in, because it hinders me to try and be Tim. I am not Tim, and it hinders Tim to try and be Donna. But one of the things that we've learned, like he says, is being able to work in our strengths. And he's meticulous. I'm the one that's like, okay, I've kind of, let's get to the bottom line already. And so we're okay with that. We're okay with that. And it works well. So yeah, when we've been able to do things together, even if it seems like hell's breaking loose, like even now, you know, like, but that's all the more reason why, you know, I heard one time a friend tell us that you put the roof off on before it rains. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's what you do with your spouse in your marriage. You keep making sure that roof is good. You keep making sure that because rain's going to come. And when it does, making sure that roof is stable and can support and can cover. And so our focus has always been making sure that the Father's first and staying in that chain of command and knowing me for sure, knowing my lane, and Tim going back to the Father on behalf of us. And that has all, even if we have all hell breaking loose, even if our marriage seems rocky, because it's not perfect, But it's sound because we lean on the rock. And so that's a really good question because we don't ever want to seem like our marriage has got it all together. We have been through, if you've read both of our books, then you know that we've been through some stuff.
Together. And that's another thing I would say too, is just like continuing, like beyond strengths and beyond gifts and talents that your spouse has, or beyond knowing her love language or their love language, like you need to know the things that they've been through in their life, you know, and understand those things and help heal those things. If you could be a part of that, because knowing how your spouse thinks and processes things or events that may come up, it's going to help you along the lines of like being able to connect more and understand your spouse more, especially because they're going to process things a lot different than you are. You know, I'm going to process trauma a lot different than my wife is. I'm going to process certain circumstances or life events a lot differently than my wife, but I still need to know how she is going to process those things. So that way I can help her along her journey. And she can help me along my journey in that healing process, that grieving process. Anything like that, we have to know our spouse. And if we don't know our spouse, then we're really doing a disservice to our marriage and to our spouse. And I think one of the things that as a movie that I remember, I think it was Fireproof. And one of the guys was talking about, like, I'm pursuing my wife to know my wife like I'm getting a college degree. And if I haven't got that doctorate degree yet on my wife, then I still need to work up to know my wife that much more. So that way I can help the marriage flourish. I can help that flourish, because the marriage goes beyond the wedding day, and we have to constantly invest and have to know our spouse and grow our spouse. And it's work, you know, and sometimes if we're not willing to do the work, then that's when sometimes the marriage can just come apart, because we're not willing to work at that. So that's what I would say to that. Yeah. Yeah. To add to
definitely.
That.
That's huge. Cause you know, it goes back to, you know, like you were saying about the tribe, like it's so easy, you know, whenever you're in a business or you have, you know, somebody above you that's farther along, it's easy to go to them for business advice, right? It's easy to go to them and say, hey, I just don't know how to talk to this client, or like, I don't know what to do next, or we're at an impasse here. What's next? But whenever you're talking about something like that, which obviously, you know, is before business, and you know, one being easier at times than the other can make it easy. Okay, I'm just going to focus on this right now. But like being able to go to somebody, you know, that you trust and say, hey, this is what's going on. And like, I love the analogy that you used from that movie where, you know, like, hey, I need to get a PhD in this thing. I need to know her like a doctor would know his textbooks, you know. Yeah. So that's powerful. Definitely a challenging thought and something to work on for me. But that's so awesome. So you guys, you're on social, you know, this whole thing came out of, you know, I know you guys started out just ministering locally, right? And then branching into social media and developing these businesses. And from everything that I've seen from outside looking in, it's just like the whole world has been a ministry field.
Oh yeah.
You know, and like that's just, it's so encouraging to see, because I'm like, man, if I could just get some blinders on for a little bit, get focused and get that solid foundation at home and in business, then we could do something really cool where, you know, we end up traveling around and sharing the gospel, and my wife and I could do music ministry on the road or something like that. You know, which is really cool thought. That's like the ideal. You know, we have an 11-month-old son right now, so it's a little bit tricky, but he can go, but we're just like, just in such a cool spot where, you know, trying to figure out, get passionate, get focused, get clear about stuff and do something like that. So this has been super encouraging and insightful. If there was something that you wanted to share, you know, like the big grand takeaway or the thing that the Lord's had on you guys' heart lately to share with people, what would that message be?
I'll let you go ahead and go, and then I'll share.
Well, I do. If you don't mind, I want to back up too to one of the things that you alluded to about
absolutely
social media being our congregation. That warms my heart so much that you identify that in us, because that has been the cry of my heart since before 2000s.
Oh wow!
So I remember when I made my first website and I went to school in at University of Hawaii or Hawaii Pacific. And I remember thinking, gosh, I really could see how the web one day is going to bring Jesus to so many. And I remember thinking, like, you know, right now it's television and video, but in the future, I just see it being such an area where instantly we can touch the heart of people that maybe wouldn't come into a church home at all. Yep. And now look at today. And, you know, I want to just point out that it didn't start with our local pastoring or, you know, working at our local church. It actually started even prior to that. When Tim and I were both, we were wedding photographers and we were kind of building a website through that and getting connections through that. And, you know, and all those different avenues from back in the day with all of social media really just starting up and being able to have the first Facebook page. And I remember when all that came up, and I know I'm totally dating myself, but I want to point out that, because I think a lot of times today people look at social media and really being able to reach the lost as something you can just start up and just get enough followers. And it's just like any type of discipleship. If anything, I take it even more serious because it has been something that I had a page on with every ministry. So don't think that you haven't done it before. I mean, if you've helped your church and you've been on social media before and invited a friend from social media, that's where it begins. It's all that organically just kind of trains you to love and disciple someone that you can't see in front of your face. And isn't that what we do when we believe in Jesus anyway? You know, we really have to walk by faith and knowing that he's right here. His presence is right here with us. And for me, it was just so profound to be able to love and encourage people that I can't see immediately in front of me, but to be able to know that I'm going to be able to touch and duplicate this process for so many. And so I say that because I want people to understand that everything you're doing in social media matters. Don't let anyone, I think a lot of times in church culture, I think that sometimes they get it dumbed down to where it's like, it's, you know, should I fast social media? Should I not do it? Should I not reach them that way? Gathering matters. Of course it does. Do not forsake being together with your church family. But the reality is in these last days, there's so many more that aren't able to go to church or be in church or just don't want to enter a church door. And the kingdom is out there. And so for me, that's just been something that has been very organic with every facet of what has started. It wasn't started because, oh, let's do visual testaments and let's have a ministry. And that's how I'm going to start the page. It was just pages that the Lord said, just find some of your old Navy friends and some of your old friends from school. And so don't think that you have to start this thing up with a ministry mindset. Just take what he's given you, the flock that he's given you, and just start focusing on loving them, praying for them, taking time out to connect and see how they're doing. Max, you're good at that, by the way.
Thanks.
You're very good at that behind the scenes, I can attest. But being able to take the people that you're connected with on social media and really take them in as a congregation that grows that and take it very seriously to take that time to minister with those people. But so that being said, if there is one thing that I would say, what an honor it is to be able to look at the facets that he's got, even with our YouTube channel. Like, one day it went from like 7 people following us to over 700. That's a congregation.
Yeah. Wow.
And it just happened because he knows that, you know, these are people that he's asked us to steward well. And we just go, okay, well, you're going to have to tell us how, because we don't know what we can't sit there and go, oh, well, you know, we're a generation that really totally gets how to reach this next generation in YouTube. You know, we don't, but he does. And so when he tells us to get on and pray for someone, I don't care if our hair doesn't look perfect. Guess what we're doing? We're hopping on. I don't care if we don't have a graphic made for a how-to on putting our truck together. I mean, literally, it's stuff that doesn't even sound like it's churchy. You know, he'll tell us, I need you to shoot a video of how to put your truck steps together. And like, we shot that and it grew. And then here's these people that are actually now going to end up seeing Covenant. So it just kind of, it's his own organic way of reaching the lost. And we don't have to put him in a box on how we do social media and reach anymore, because he made the facets of ours specifically to be hope, health, and home. And that was a long time ago when he gave us that. And we put that on YouTube. And now look at us, ministry, hope, health. We've been doing, Avery Fitness for years through nutrition and inner health, yeah, inner healing, and then home. And he knew that we were going to be doing real estate, but we didn't know that. And, you know, so we get to welcome home people all the time now. And so the Father knows what he's going to do with you. Just trust the process, and you don't have to make it so churchy or ministry focused. You just have to truly have a heart to want to be able to organically love the people that he's going to put in front of you.
Yeah. And I would just dovetail off of that, because on social media, you have a tremendous platform, but like the things that you do naturally through the day-to-day things, whether you're going to the grocery store, even at your workplace, if you go to church, whatever, you know, just keep your heart open to what God's doing in your life, wherever you are, and be open to the opportunities, you know, and just know that God's going to happen whether you're prepared for it or not. You know, things are going to happen. Divine connections are going to happen. Divine appointments are going to happen, whether you're ready for them or not. And you know, I was telling Max there earlier, just before we hopped on, is that, you know, I drive charter buses right now as well. But, you know, I have to keep my heart open anyway, because you never know when people are going to be paying attention to the music that you play, you know, because I play Christian music on my radio all the time when I'm driving the bus. And so I just a quick testimony, like when you were driving around in Greenville not too long ago for an event, you know, people were hopping off and on the bus. And one of the guys came up to me and said, hey, I can tell that you're a Christian. You know, we're new to the area. Where do you go to church? You know, and so I told him, and I got him connected to a church in the area because his family just, so there's things like that that happen that are just amazing. And then there's things that happen that you don't realize that they're going to happen unless you keep your heart and your heart open and ready to share the gospel wherever you are. I'm not saying you need to go out on the street corner and hold a sign and beat people with the Bible. But there's provision for that, because there's people who do that. We have friends who do street preaching, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that's not what you have to do. You just have to have yourself open it and in a posture to be able to present God in a way and be ready at all times, the Bible says. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah, just be ready.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And sometimes I'll overthink it. It's like there are times where I'm like, you know what? I just need to do a solo cast. I just need to pick a chapter and read it. Yeah. And that's my whole episode. Not add anything to it, not take anything away from it. Yeah. And just be like, okay, in the beginning. You know? Yeah. just start reading and see what happens, you know. I think so many times, like, we can overcomplicate things just in our human mind, you know, like, hey, I've got to make this business plan work. I've got to figure out how all of these things complement each other. I've got to go figure out, you know, X, Y, Z, and how to get this many followers. But, you know, I think what you're saying, Donna, you know, is so cool, because instead of focusing on getting the numbers, you know, just put your heart into the ones that are there.